Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I guess graciousness is out the window. I have a couple of stories we'll get to here from across the pond, Raj.
Oh, I see.
Across the pond. apparently, women who make a lot of breast milk, more than they need, sometimes will offer to donate it to mothers who maybe aren't making enough or having struggling with it, or they're not making it, whatever. So this woman,
it's kind of weird.
A mother asks a woman to donate breast milk to her son, but things take a weird turn. So I have a text exchange between these two women. It says, "Hi, this is whatever, friend. She told me that you had donated some breast milk to a baby in need, and I was wondering if you had any more to spare. Hi, definitely have some more to spare. How old is your little one, and how much do you need?" Smiley face emoji.
Okay, so far so good.
Okay. "Oh, that's amazing," the other woman says. "My boy is almost 2, and he eats lots, LOL. she goes, "I'll take it all off your hands. Ha ha. Ah, I see. He likes milk, huh?" Smiley face emoji. "I can spare about 60 ounces today if you can pick up. My girl is only 6 weeks old, so I'm reserving most of the milk for a baby her age or any preemies in need in the Facebook group. LOL, 60 ounces? Huh. He eats like almost 20 a day. That's only... That's only 3 days worth. You said you make tons of milk, so I was hoping you can give me a bit more. He's got a sensitive stomach, and breast milk is one of the few things his little tummy can handle.
Oh.
He was a preemie too." Frowny face.
Okay.
Okay. "I understand. I can see how much I have left over once the rest has been claimed. I'm donating with the intention of helping out an infant or a preemie. I don't understand why you can't just give it to me. Why does it have to be a preemie? My boy was a preemie and he is a baby in need." Woman's response: "No offense, but your kid is a toddler, not a baby who needs exclusive breast milk. I've offered you what I can spare already and am happy to see how much I have left over after donating the majority this weekend. I'm happy to send you a message to let you know."
Right. Keeping her at bay.
Response: "Whatever, bitch. Keep your sour milk. It's probably tainted with booze and painkillers. Feel sorry for whichever poor kid ends up with it."
How does it go so wrong so quick?
Oh, snap.
What? Listen, let me say this. I've said it a million times, too. My parents are not winning any awards. But they did teach me to be gracious when somebody is offering you help.
Yes.
Even if it's not everything you wanted, but you say thank you and you take what you can get and you move on from there. Maybe leave the door open and say, listen, you know, he a lot. So if you ever have extra, think of me and take what you can get and you move on from there.
Okay.
Right? Or maybe try and find another outlet.
Right.
This woman was offering you her breast milk.
Right. Her personal
produce. When you don't get the proper response is not, whatever, bitch, keep your sour milk. Should not have.
Messed up.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So that was...
besides the fact they're sharing the milk, and you know, you don't know what's in the other mother's milk, if it's going to agree with your kid who usually gets your...
It seemed to have been a friend of a friend.
Yeah, I know.
Which makes the whole thing even worse.
I don't know if it makes it better, right?
And then I got another story from across the pond.
Oh. Hmm. Maybe we should do pond news.
This woman is getting married. She's throwing a lavish wedding for herself. Right. Mm-hmm. She's marrying her. You want to guess? Let's have a little fun with it. Guess what?
Her dog.
No, she's not marrying her dog.
Oh.
We'll fill in the hole here. Monica, you want in?
Her spirit animal.
She's not marrying her spirit animal.
Oh.
Brett.
Her blender.
Not her blender. You're getting warmer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a living thing?
It is not a living thing.
Hmm. Her curling iron.
No. Her Pascal Selleck, 49. Go ahead, Monica. I'm sorry.
I was going to say her favorite quilt.
She's
close.
Did I get
Pascal Selleck, 49,
what?
Has enlisted the help of a wedding planner to make sure her day goes absolutely perfect. She's planning to marry her duvet cover, as she claims it's the most intimate and reliable relationship she's ever had. Monica, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to Monster Jam at Ray J this Saturday, February
2nd.
Who's going to Ray J and climbing those big monster trucks, taking pictures?
She's hiring a wedding planner to help her celebrate the love for her bedding. The artist, who describes herself as rude, crude, spectacular exhibitionist, issued an open invitation to anyone wishing to celebrate with her. She said, quote, "My duvet is the longest." For those of you who don't know what a duvet cover is, it's the thing that's when you go to a hotel with your wife. It's the first thing they throw off in the corner and never want to see again until the minute they leave there. Because that's the one they shine the light on and it's got all the jizz.
What's that?
She said, quote, "My duvet is the longest, strongest, most intimate and reliable relationship that I have ever had. And that's because it has always been there for me and gives me great hugs."
So she's wrapped up in her duvet cover. That's what she does.
I love my duvet so much.
God.
I would like to invite people to witness my union with the most constant and comforting companion in my life.
And I have to say that JP does say that this lady and her duvet get divorced. Who gets the bed?
Thank you, Shecky.
Right.
JP, you get an invitation to this. Do you go, or do you still have to send an envelope? Because I know how you are with all of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm. No, and I'm crossing this person out of my life.
Right. No longer friends.
What if it's
no
your wife's friend and she believes?
Not going.
Oh, but
she's not allowed anywhere. She's not allowed in my house or around my kids.
Oh my god.
Anymore.
You're not killing anybody.
What's that wedding night like? What's going
on? Same as the rest of life has been.
I bet if porn sounds play at this wedding, it'll be okay. It's a bed. They're on a bed. It's okay.
I get it.
They love each other.
It's on the spin cycle, maybe. Maybe there's a spin cycle involved in that wedding night. I don't know.
Could be.
Oh, man.
Could be.
How embarrassing.
Dude, listen.
What do you think of yourself when you're planning a wedding for you and your duvet?
She's not doing anything wrong. She's not... There's no heart. She's not hurting anyone. If that's what she wants to do, more power to her.
I don't have the time or the patience to have that kind of crazy in my life.
It's not crazy. It's just not what you would
do. Oh.
Monica.
You're right. Let's call up somebody else who's married a duvet cover. Can we get the list? Brett, can you get a list of people who married duvet covers?
Sure.
This woman.
You justified marrying a blanket.
I just don't think that if that's what she wants to do, it doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect yours. She's not, hurting anyone. And
you'll go into the wedding?
I would totally, if I had an invitation, yes, I would absolutely go and support that. No problem. No problem if she's happy.
That's dumb.
What do you give her as a gift? A bottle of Febreze? Like, what do you do?
Dumb.
Oh, it was a million jokes. I would support someone who's happy. And,
I'm going to be honest with you. Brett's still winning the crappy joke.
Oh, yeah. His first one was gold.
Yeah, gold.
Gold? Who gets the bed? Who would? That's a great joke.
Often imitated, never duplicated, Brett.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Would you go to a wedding of a friend who she grew up with this doll, Mindy, this doll, and she had it all her life? She's an adult. She's 42 years old, and she's going to marry her doll. It's all decrepit and banged up. She's had it since she was four. You would go to that wedding?
I mean...
If you go to a duvet cover wedding, I guess you would go to that. Isn't that a little on the nutty side?
I mean, is it of the norm? No, but that doesn't make it wrong, or I don't have anything against it. If that's what she wants to do, I'll support happiness and love. Absolutely.
Oh, God. If you're not part of the solution, you're...
Part of the but there's no problem. I don't think there's a problem.
If you don't think a chick marrying her blanket is a problem,
it's unusual.
I'm starting to question you.
It's unusual, and it's not anything I would personally do, but that doesn't make it wrong or bad or evil. She's hurting nobody. Let her do her thing.
Guys from the Happy Valley home will be outside waiting for the ceremony to end.
Right.
Take her away in a little white truck.
Someone's got to be marrying her. Like, is there, who's the priest or whatever? You know what I mean? Someone's got to be an officiant.
Yeah, it'll be some guy who got his officiant certificate on the internet.
Right.
And is willing to marry a woman and her duvet cover.
So I'm not the only one supporting, and there's going to be people there. And
he's going to show up with his emotional support peacock.
Aw, it's what a...
Right, all the people there are going to be the ones who have, like, duvet covers as
Monica.
Friends.
Monica, and, you know, I love you.
Mm-hmm, I love you, too.
I do.
Aww. Aww. But, now the show's off the rails.
But you, no. I have a plan. You don't have to defend every piece of lunacy that gets brought out in front of you.
I don't feel like I'm defending anything. I think I'm supporting someone who's happy and in love and is doing what she wants to do. Feel like I do have to, because there's so many people like,
we'll pick on her.
Yeah, that exactly. And she she's just living her life. Let
defender
her,
of the defenseless.
Yes, let her be. Let her
even
be herself. And I'm happy for her and her duvet. but I'm happy for her that she's happy in her life. Do you know what I mean? And that's
what about
all that
the
matters.
Guy? What about the guy that humps the tailpipe of his motorcycle?
He's in the wedding party.
That's his officiating.
You should see the receiving line at this wedding. It's nutty. There's a lady who loves fences. She's got a section of fence she's rubbing on in the line, in the receiving line. It's great.
Now you really want to go to this wedding just to see all this nonsense, don't
you?
You
might.
The chick, I wish we had that piece ready. Like the chick with the roller coaster, I want your fluids.
That she's going to be there.
Remember that crackpot?
Absolutely. Yeah, maid of honor.
She's in charge of the guest book. Everybody's got a position.
Oh, yeah.
You know what they're going to eat in the main course? It'll be like couch stuffing. It'll be like weird stuff.
Yeah.
Here's some foam. It's all those weird people with those weird addictions like we've talked about. Mm-hmm. It's dumb. It's okay not to defend it.
It's just different.
It's really not defensible.
I don't think that she needs anybody to stick up for. She's doing it anyway, and I respect that about her, knowing full well there are people that are going to mock her for it. And I don't want to be one of those people. I want to be supportive.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Maybe this one will get through.
Yeah, this could not end well.
The last thing didn't go.
Yeah, it's day 25 or something, so just be careful.
All right, I'm out.
It's day 25.
All right, I'm out.
We're in the zone.
I can't roll the dice.
It could happen any time.
I'm not willing to roll the dice.
I think I found Coaster Girl. Want to hear a little bit of her or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Coaster Girl.
I not only love him for a sexual attraction. I mean, we're not talking about fetish here. I love him as a mate. I love the roundness of his counterweights at the top.
It's a roller coaster.
I love him for the narrowness of his jibs. I love him for the elegant lines of his gondola, which is now covered up for the winter. I like the ribbing up underneath his name display there, too. The parallel lines that are coming down. You see where I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I see. Yeah.
I love that.
Good job.
I'm thinking, oh, geez, you know what I'm thinking about. This is very personal. When I make love to him at home, when I start climaxing, I just keep saying over and over again, just as I'm starting to go over the edge, I just tell him, I want your fluids. I want your fluids. I want your fluids.
And you're going to defend that crackpot.
Right.
I don't think she's...
She's talking about banging a roller coaster, Monica.
I would never do that. That's not my thing. But I don't think she's hurting anybody. She's not
you would defend her and go to her wedding with the roller coaster. It's the same thing as the duvet cover.
Her wedding would be at an amusement park. I'm down. Let's go.
You're an amazing person. Yeah. You really are.
She's trolling us right now.
No.
Actively trolling.
The thing is, she's not.
Mm.
She's not trolling
us. This is kind of weird.
She is 100%, as the kids would say, for reals.
Hey, yay.
Two Z's.
Just one. Two L's.
my bad.
And no R. F-O.
That's what I said. I said faux.
Well,
okay. No, I can't resist this.
No.
So
she gave you a warning.
Okay. So you know,
day 25.
I know. All right. So,
does Sean know how to work the board just in case this goes wrong? Does he know how to close the show?
Remember earlier we were talking about your relationship with your mom.
Yes.
And how she treated you horribly compared to the way she treated your brothers.
Yes.
You know how when a dog gives birth to a litter of puppies, they tend to shun the runt because it's like not healthy or whatever. They don't pay attention to it and they just turn their back on it or whatever.
Poor and then, runt. I always feel so bad for the runt.
And then the runts have issues. Then the runts have issues.
Oh, yeah.
No. You think your mom knew?
Am I the runt? Am I a dog or a runt? I'm both.
You think your mom knew that there was crazy in there and just needed to distance herself from it?
I think that my mindset, I'm not going to call it crazy, is because of all of that stuff. Everything was so unfair. I just want fair so bad.
But everything's fine with you.
Yes.
To be fair.
I think if she wouldn't have been that way, I wouldn't be this way. I truly do. All I've wanted, and when I was in therapy, it came down to that the reason I seek justice and fairness and all that is because of how she handled the situation. So you could be right.
Really?
But I don't think she thought I was going to be crazy. Mm. I just think that she, for whatever reason, just wanted no part of me. And now because of that, I'm just about everybody should be happy with everybody. Everybody get along. It's not a bad way to be, JP. I don't want to be angry.
No, it's really not.
Grouchy. But what you're doing is
just
you're
a little crazy at times.
Is like you're overcorrecting. Is what I'm saying. Have you ever driven? Have you ever been on a boat? You've been on a friend's boat?
Yes.
You know when they're aiming for something and then maybe they see something last minute and they turn the wheel a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Then they go back. They turn the wheel and then they want to go back, but they overcorrect.
Yeah.
And then all the alcohol slips into the pond by mistake, you know, that kind of stuff.
Like, you're overcorrect.
I think I'm a rudderless ship. I think you're right. I think I'm just looking at it and that's all.
Yeah.
Well, at least we understand why. Yeah. And at least we understand your position. Everything should be fair.
Yes, exactly.
As ridiculous as it is. Got it.
I am who I be.
You are something else.
All right, it's time for the top 10 list.
And I love you.
Oh. My God.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.